Chamber Radio, the voice of the beaches.
Well, hello again. It's Chamber Radio, the voice of the beaches. I'm here with Angie Harrison, who's the owner of the Caviar Salon and Spa. She's at 3350 Olmerton Road in Clearwater, and that is Feather Sound, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, welcome, Angie. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Caviar Salon and Spa.
So Caviar Salon and Spa is a full salon and spa. We offer everything from custom facials to vajayshals. We do manicures, pedicures, body sculpting. We offer cryotherapy, cryo slimming, cryo toning, cryo facials. We also just implemented wood therapy as well.
Wood therapy.
Wood therapy. Yes. That's a form of body sculpting as well. It's all natural. It's done with wood. It allows you to excrete the lymphatic system, and it actually helps you bring your body back into shape.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I have never heard of wood therapy.
Yes, you should come check us out.
I think I might. I could certainly use some body sculpting myself. So I always ask, I'll try not to make you laugh. I know it hurts to laugh. So I will. Tell me a little about your work day. So it's interesting to me that you do so much, so you might not know necessarily what you're walking into in the course of a morning. Or do you have a day sheet that tells you what the day is going to plan?
Well, you're absolutely correct. I never know what the day is going to bring. We try to work off of a schedule. However, sometimes it just doesn't work that way. So for myself, I just kind of go with the flow. Right now, we're in the process of opening up a second location.
Oh, congratulations. Where is that going to be?
So that's going to be in Sebring at Sebring Airport.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
sir. All right. So is that far from the racetrack, the Sebring racetrack?
It's directly across the street.
Well, it's terrific. Okay. Yes, sir. Super. So when the guys are out racing or watching the races, the ladies can come across. And, not to sound sexist.
No, they'll be able to come in and get their facials and their body sculpting and anything else that they're looking for to help beautify their services.
That's wonderful. How did you decide to go into this line of work, the salon and spa work?
Well, I'm real big on the customer experience. I've always been into beauty myself. I love to be pampered in terms of facials and manicures and pedicures. And why not start a business like that for yourself? If it's something that you're really passionate about, it's best to just go out on a limb and do it if that's your passion.
That sounds right to me. So it's almost like you never have to go to work. It's almost like
it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the best part of your line of work, which I typically ask, is you just love the work. You enjoy the...
Absolutely. I just love the work. My sister, she couldn't be with us today. We're in the process of planning a funeral. Our dad passed away.
Well, I'm very sorry.
We're the Venus and Serena of skin.
I see.
So we feed off of each other, and it's amazing to have someone that's so close to you that works alongside of you. Again, it never feels like work.
Very good. So how did you get into this line of work? It's, again, I ask people all the time, and it's not the kind of thing that, you know, you're a little girl and you say, you know, I'd like to own a salon someday.
Well, how I ended up getting into it is, again, I'm a real huge fan of beauty. I decided to go to beauty school and open up a salon and spa. My sister, she's very supportive. So anything that I state that I want to do, she's right there to support me.
That's great. So is your sister going to, she works in the salon with you?
Yes. Alyssa Richardson.
Alyssa. So is one of you going to go to Sebring and one stay in Feather Sound, or are you going to just hire some staff in Sebring?
We're going to eventually hire staff in Sebring. Okay. Once we get that location up and running, we're going to take appointments until we're able to get it staffed.
I see. Okay. Well, they're really developing the middle of the state, so I think that's going to be a great opportunity for you there.
Absolutely.
Know all of Polk County is being overdeveloped at
this
point.
Yes, they're really building up out there fast.
It's a good opportunity. So what's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten about the job you do or the work you do, or who would have given you that advice? Or let's talk about that for a minute.
So the best piece of advice that I've ever received was to follow your heart. Okay. And that comes from our father, Eric Nickerson. Sorry. That comes from our dad, Eric Nickerson. He states to just follow your dream, follow your passion, trust the process. The main thing is trusting your process, being confident in what you do, and making sure that you see things through.
So he'd be the Richard Williams of salons and spas.
Absolutely.
Okay. And again, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much.
So let's talk about your first job. What was your very first job?
So my very first job was McDonald's.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Were you a fry girl or did you work the drive-thru?
No, I started in on the fries. Okay. And then it expanded from there.
Very good. And how does that translate to what you do now?
Just being adamant about growth. I was always eager to learn more, to do more. That came from a very young age. So with that being said, I was able to move up in the company pretty fast.
So I know a little about hair salons, not much about spas, but my father was in the hair salon business for 40 or so years. That was always his life's work. And I know it's a long day. And he worked weekends. And so he never had a lot of time off. But when the little time you do get off, what do you like to do?
So I'm actually studying to become an airline pilot.
Oh, my.
Yes, yes. That's what I do on my free time. I love the water. So I like to rent boats and go out on the ocean. And I love to jet ski. So I'm a bit of a wild one.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So are you flying now currently?
I actually have 5 hours towards my pilot's license.
Wow.
But I'm going to start off with my private pilot's
license. Have you landed yet? That's what's got to scare me.
Yes.
Really?
I have. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Yes. That is the hardest part because you have to make sure that everything goes smooth in terms of your landing. You have to do it just right or you can run into some really serious problems.
Absolutely.
So yes, I'm really excited about becoming a pilot.
That's really impressive.
Yes.
Good for you. So I like to ask people who the most famous person they ever met was.
So the most famous person that I've ever met was LeBron James.
Oh, okay.
We're both from Ohio. Really nice guy.
Yeah.
Really amazing guy. I talked to him a little bit about what we have going on. We're also in the process of opening up a group home.
Okay.
It's a nonprofit organization. We've already launched the nonprofit. So he gave me some really great advice about, you know, just sticking to our plan and you know, making sure that we network.
Were you standing when you met him?
I was.
Did you have to look straight up at him?
Yes. He's a really nice guy. Shout out to LeBron James.
Good deal. Good deal. So besides being so adventurous with and busy with all these different projects and the airline training, what do you like to do as far as television or books or movies? Are you a TV person, a movie person, a book person?
I'm more of a movie person. Okay. Love and Basketball is my favorite movie.
All right.
Yes. Basketball is my favorite sport.
Is that right? Yes. Okay. All right. Are you pro basketball or college basketball?
Pro basketball.
All right. See, I like college basketball.
Okay.
So I'd like to get in and out. 2 20-minute halves, you're done. All right. So let's say you like movies, right?
Yes.
So if you were going to be in a movie, who would play you in a movie? Who would you want to be the person to play you?
Angela Bassett.
That's what I was going to say. Angela Bassett. That's a perfect match. Yeah. Yes. There you go.
She's so strong. She represents women and I just love it.
Very good. That's excellent. Excellent. 4th of July is coming up. What's your favorite holiday?
I would say the 4th of July.
All right.
My birthday is July the 6th.
Oh, well.
I celebrate from the 1st to the 31st.
There you go. The entire month of July. Yes. So do you have plans for this 4th of July?
Well, with our grand opening is on July the 2nd. So as of right now, we really don't. We're just going to focus on our second location.
Okay. Good for you. Good for you. So it sounds like you do a lot in the community as well. We have a lot of folks that have that in common. So with the opening up the group home and such, but how does your business now, Caviar Sponsor, Salon and Spa, impact the community? What's the positive impact on the community?
Well, a positive impact is that we're heavily involved with the Tampa Bay Research of Institute. We're sponsors to some of the auctions that they have. We go every year for the last, well, maybe 2 years we've been. We're also a part of the Pinellas Park Chamber of Commerce. We have recently just joined the Madeira Beach Treasure Island Chamber of Commerce.
Terrific.
We feed the homeless as well. We're really passionate about children. That's where the idea of a group home comes in at. So yes, we're really involved in the community.
That's wonderful. And the Pinellas Park Chamber of Commerce is a great organization. They're a super partner of ours.
Yes.
We work very closely with them and they're probably our closest ally of all the chambers. We work closely with all the chambers in Pinellas County. It's 13 of us, but Pinellas Park, we really have a nice relationship. Not only are they just our neighbors to the north, we do an awful lot of collective work together and we do some really good work. So being a member of both chambers, how's that impacted your business? What would you say is the best part of that for your business from either chamber?
The best part is meeting great people, new people every day. You learn something new and different. Shout out to Eric from Spot On. He is actually the Michael Jordan of connectors.
That's what he says.
Yes, he has connected us with a lot of great people. We've actually become a customer of his. So just being able to network and meet different people, mm-hmm. Brings business into our business, which helps us grow.
And that's the whole idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So besides that, besides the business aspect of the chambers, there's some, you know, we do some networking. We also do some social events. Mm-hmm. Is there one thing specifically you like or would like to see more of either with us or with Pinellas Park?
Mixer of okay. chambers. I felt like that was an amazing event.
Oh, you mean the Super Mingle?
Yes, the Super Mingle.
Right. For folks that don't yes. know, once a quarter, we at the Champ Bay, here in the Treasure Island Madeira Beach Chamber, we have what we call a Super Mingle. And the Super Mingle, we bring in ourselves and all our members, along with the members from Pinellas Park, the Seminole Area Chamber, and the Hispanic Chamber of Pinellas County. And we put together a Super Mingle. We average 200 or so businesses. And usually the facility we go to has a wonderful spread and some drinks for folks, and they really have a good time. So I'm glad you appreciate the Super Mingle, and I'm glad you were there to yes, see that. Yeah, that yes. was great. So how has the chamber impacted your business? You said you found new clients. Have you had any opportunities to speak to people about some of the challenges you might have had?
Well, actually, Mayor Hendricks.
Okay. The Mayor of Madeira Beach, Mayor Hendricks.
Yes, yes. I was able to briefly have a conversation with him and his beautiful wife mm-hmm. To let him know of the group home that, mm-hmm. that we're working very closely with the city of Pinellas Park with. And so he passed along this card and said for us to set up a meeting with him. So
he's a terrific man and yes. he's a fantastic mayor and a great ally of the chamber. Yes. So yes. I'm glad you got a chance to meet him.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
Good, good. Well, let's keep going here. We have a few more questions. I'd like to know, you mentioned the mingle was great for you. So tell us a little bit more about the salon. You mentioned a few menu items that I'm not real familiar with. So let's go over those if you don't mind. So I know what a facial is.
Yes.
And the next one was something I don't know what it is.
Cryotherapy.
Well, cryotherapy I've heard of, but just okay. tell our audience what cryotherapy is.
So cryotherapy is a body sculpting procedure. It's a non-invasive body sculpting procedure that freezes the fat. And how you excrete the fat cells is through your lymphatic system. Once you receive cryotherapy, it's a permanent treatment. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're pretty active, then the treatment will remain effective.
Okay, so we have cryotherapy and facials. We have hair, of course.
We have hair. We do microblading. We do permanent makeup. We are a full salon and spa.
Microblading is eyebrows.
Eyebrows, yes.
I don't know how I knew that.
Yes.
So, okay. And there's a couple other items as well.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
So we offer facials, waxing, budgetials.
Okay. I'm not going to ask.
Okay.
But you can tell the audience what that would be.
Yeah, so.
Go ahead.
Is it okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so a vajayjal is exfoliation of your lady parts or your man parts. You can have it for a man and for a woman. There's a mask, exfoliation, you know, just to kind of prepare it and keep it.
Okay,
nice.
If you say so. All right, so. It's been a pleasure, Angie. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the Caviar Salon and Spa?
Yes. If you're looking for a amazing relaxation time, please come and patronize our business. Come and check us out. We offer vegan wine with every service. Vegan wine. Yes. We partner with the local winery. Trying to think of the name of it.
That's all right. But it's a vegan wine. So yes. There's no.
It's made from fruits. Everything is made from fruits.
Only fruits. Yes. Okay. Well, yes. If you want to go see Angie, make an appointment up at Caviar Spa, Salon and Spa. I don't know why I want to say spa and salon. I'm sorry, but it's Caviar Salon and Spa. Two locations. One here in Pinellas County at 3350 Ulmerton Road, right there in Feather Sound. Easy to get to from anywhere in the county, right in Mid County. And the second location opening soon in Sebring, Florida, which is the newest hot spot in the United States. All of Polk County is just absolutely exploding with business and with new residents. So we're looking forward to it. They can reach you, Angie, at 727-826-0014.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Or email you at?
At caviarsalonandspa@gmail.com.
That sounds great. So it's been a pleasure sitting down with you, Angie. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being a member of the chamber.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. And thank you, listeners, for listening to another edition of Chamber Radio, the voice of the beaches. Thanks so much.